How to survive a feral hog attack? That is the question that I researched and studied here. Hey, everyone, I'm Rob Nelson, a biologist. I took a lot of this research from a biologist here in South Carolina, John Mayer, who is the expert on the topic. He helped review the article as well. I'm trying to make it as accessible as possible, so that's why I'm recording this audible version of this particular article. So if that helps you, well, and you enjoy listening to it, here you go. Wild boar. I'll never forget the 1957 Walt Disney classic Old Yeller, a movie about a boy and his faithful dog. At the climax of the film, the dog bravely defends the young boy from being attacked by a pack of wild hogs. The dog's boldness creates just enough of a distraction for the boy to get away up a tree, but Old Yeller is wounded. Later, the dog defends him from a rabid wolf and contracts rabies from it. Ultimately, this leads to the tragic scene of his death. Still one of the saddest movie scenes ever. The pigs were villains in this story, and I would guess countless other stories throughout history. So that raises the question, how can we make sure we don't suffer the same fate and avoid encounters with wild boar? The basics. The ferocity of wild pigs is legendary. It's even been the subject of cave paintings going back at least 15,000 years. This is a cave painting recreation in the style of those found in Spain during that time. Globally, there are 8 living pig species. I'm talking here mainly about wild boar, aka feral hogs. This is a term used to describe the wild version of our domesticated pigs. People don't generally think of those little pink pigs you see in children's cartoons as ferocious. This couldn't be further from the truth. If released from the farm, they quickly drift back into a wilder version, what we commonly call the feral hog. Make no mistake, these animals can get large and powerful, and can be very dangerous. One of the largest wild hogs ever was reported to weigh 1,000 pounds and be 12 feet long. The pig was named Hogzilla and became a viral sensation in 2004. Yet, after exhuming the corpse for a National Geographic episode, scientist John Mayer determined it was closer to 800 pounds and 8.5 feet long. In 2007, another viral pig surfaced. Monster Pig, as it was named, was killed in Alabama by an 11-year-old boy. It weighed 1,050 pounds and measured 9 feet 4 inches. Unfortunately, it seems like the story was only partly true, as the animal turned out to be a formerly domestic pig that had gone feral and was living on a private commercial hunting preserve. Either way, these two reports show how large these pigs can get. Pigs also eat almost anything. Technically, they're omnivores. People know they'll eat kitchen scraps, but they'll also eat meat. They'll eat grain, grubs, tasty plant roots, carrion, and even their caretakers if given the opportunity. For me, this doesn't really make them man-eaters, but it's a reminder not to play dead around a pig. Attacks by wild hogs are rare, but they occur more often than attacks by large predators like wolves. One study analyzed 412 documented attacks from 1825 to 2012 that involved 665 people. 70% of those attacks were in the last 12 years of the study, which means the attacks are increasing. Other big pigs. While we're on the topic of pigs, let's not forget that there are other wild pigs that have walked and are walking planet Earth. Here are a few from our past and present. The hell pig, or entelodont, was a famous pig-like ancestor that was close to living pigs on the evolutionary tree. It thrived for about 30 million years, from about 50 million years ago to about 19 million years ago. It's estimated that they could reach about 2,000 pounds and were massive predators on the plains of North America and Eurasia. Warthogs, like the cartoon warthog Pumbaa in The Lion King, roam the African savanna and can weigh up to 165 pounds. Giant forest hogs live in Central Africa and can reach over 6,000 pounds. Bush pigs, also African, can weigh 330 pounds. The Red River hog, another African pig, has a beautiful red coat and can grow to about 250 pounds. Babirusas are pigs found in and around Sulawesi and sport massive canine tusks, giving them a super prehistoric look. In fact, the upper canines grow up and out of the skull on the top. These pigs can reach 220 pounds. Peccaries, which are not technically in the pig family, are the closest thing the New World has to native pigs. In total, there are 3 species, and the largest of them don't even get to 100 pounds. Scenarios to avoid. Wild boar are aggressive. When they attack, the injuries are mostly lacerations and punctures. In severe cases, this could lead to fatality due to blood loss. Basically, you'll want to avoid getting attacked. Here are a few recommendations to stay safe. Avoid traveling alone on foot in rural areas, especially in areas with dense thickets. Walking with a dog could provoke an attack if you come across a wild boar, so be mindful of this. Don't threaten or chase a pig out of an agricultural field or garden. Don't approach an injured pig. In a wounded state, they're likely to lash out in self-defense. Don't try to feed or pet a wild pig. This not only associates humans with food, but could lead to habituation and loss of fear of humans. It can also result in you getting either bitten or injured. Don't block the path of a fleeing pig. The most dangerous. Solitary large males are the largest and most aggressive individuals you could encounter. Even worse in a big, angry, injured animal. Occasionally, you might find a group of pigs that proves to be a threat as well. Technically, about twice as many attacks happen in the winter months as in the summer, but you could be attacked at any time. How to survive a wild hog attack? Well, playing dead in a pig attack is a bad approach, mainly because it gives the pig the opportunity to gore your stomach, which is bad. So here are a few tried and true methods that have worked for survivors of pig attacks. First, if you see a pig approaching from a distance, run away. Keep in mind that they're fast, so this won't work if they're already very close. If they continue approaching you, try to get up a tree. They can't climb, so 6 feet up or so and you're safe. If there are no trees around, stand your ground and prepare to fight the pig. If you don't have a gun, knife, or spear, use anything you have. This might include a tripod, bike, shovel, or dog leash. Try your best and never give up. Stay on your feet. If you fall, you risk getting a tusk in the gut, arms, head, or neck. Keep fighting until the pig stops. Often attacks only last a minute. Get first aid immediately. Not only do you need to prevent blood loss, but pigs also carry a lot of harmful bacteria in their mouths that could cause serious problems if untreated. Well, I hope you enjoyed the article. I enjoyed writing it and doing the research for it. If you would like to learn more about other species, we have an entire book on it called Mother Nature is Not Out to Kill You. It's one I wrote with my wife, Haley. It also has the Audible version available, like if you enjoyed listening to this one, which you can get at audible.com. Okay, thanks again, everyone.